The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
Okay, so what do we got to talk about this week?
In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Heroes of the Frame.
That's a good start.
Hey! Happy Halloween, everyone. Welcome to the Keepers of the Fringe. That's right, it's the final edition of our Halloween spooky spookorama, spook 'em if you got 'em, spookalicious, spooktacular. It's our Halloween episode, our final Halloween episode. It's our final Halloween episode there. Spook 'em if you got 'em, Halloween episode there. So that of course means that I'm Derek, and with me as always is the peanut butter to my chocolate, Chris. What's up, man? Is it Reese's?
What's up, motherfucker? That's supposed to be a spooky laugh. But
I like it. I like it. That was good.
Hey, you didn't do the spooky voice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Spooky voice.
Better?
There it is. All rights with everything's right in the world. So.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So what's new? What's shaking? What's going on? What's going on?
Not a lot.
I love how I ask you that, even though we just talked about it off air.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
I had a lot of plans for October, and I feel like COVID just totally derailed all that shit.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Pretty much, huh? Ain't that a fucking
I was like, oh, I'm going to
bitch.
Play a bunch of spooky games and have a spooky movies. I watched a bunch of spooky movies, but it wasn't the same because I was like, oh, I feel like I'm dying. So that kind of ruined it a little bit.
You were having your own spooky movie.
Yeah, I kept dropping in and out of consciousness during a lot of those. So I was like,
yep. That's part of what sucks, too. You're like, oh, you have time because you can't do anything, but you're too sick. You can't, you know, I was like, oh, maybe I'll catch up on some of my shows. Nope, couldn't do it. It caught up a little bit, but then, you know, I can't fall asleep.
Too sick to do nothing. Like, I can't do nothing.
Exactly.
I'm too sick to do anything. I know, like, I couldn't play a game during any of that. I was like, fuck that, man.
No, yeah. Like, oh, no. But at least we're feeling better.
Yeah.
That's
but I'm wearing a mask forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I pretty much wear a mask anytime anyway. But I'm the only person that ever has a fucking mask on anywhere I go. So I'm like,
Yeah. I don't see as many masks these days.
But I don't give a shit.
I tell you, I should have.
I know, everybody looks at me like.
I was stupid. I should have worn my mask in the airport, but I didn't.
Yeah, you twat.
No, I'm just like, indeed.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it would probably help a little bit, but I don't know. You know, if nobody else is wearing a fucking mask. You know.
Yeah, but it still offers some protection, at least.
Yeah, but I don't care. I definitely seen the looks of like, you're bringing reality back to me. I don't like that.
Oh, like, too people bad. Just can't preach.
Shopping in the CVS, and then I walk in like, no.
You should get like a Darth Vader mask. Just walk around in that.
It's for COVID.
Actually, we just bought one for my nephew. So it's voice changer one. So
oh, yeah, yeah. I like it.
You don't know the power of the Sucrete. They still make Sucrets? I don't know. They still have them.
I don't know.
A lozenge? Lozenges.
Lozenges. I think they still do.
I can just tweak all Darth Vader lines when I go to CVS.
I'm here for my lozenges.
how much off is how much is this coupon off? I can't give the fucking impressive. That's where I was trying to get anyway.
Impressive.
Buy two, get two free. Impressive. Most impressive. Like, will you just leave?
You don't know the power of my debit card.
The last bag of Cheetos. You were wise to hide that from me.
I don't know why, but that one really hit me. Oh.
I'm glad you like it. Sorry,
oh, that was good.
I feel like I had to do one that like at least made you crack up.
Mission accomplished. Oh man, that was good. Oh, jeez. All right, well, on that note, let's get into it, shall we?
Okay.
So we got some stories to do. And actually, the first thing we're going to do is something we haven't done in quite a while. And that is we're going to take a trip to the old trailer park.
No.
Because we have a couple of trailers to talk about. And the first one is, we got our...
It's been a while, huh?
Yeah, it has been. I don't even remember how long, but yeah, it's been a while. Been a while. Our first trailer that we will be discussing is, we got a trailer for the Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. What'd you think?
I think okay.
Yeah.
I think the Kang thing. I don't know how I feel yet.
I need to see more. I need more.
Yeah, I didn't like Kang in the Loki show. Or it was another version of Kang.
Yeah, it was another version. So that's not like we won't be getting the same version as that. So. That's good, at least.
Where's the get-up, man?
Well,
let's make what
he had like the costume on, but not the he wasn't wearing like the mask helmet, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah,
even though it might look kind of silly, but
well, it might look okay.
I want it. That's a mess with the colors. Game darkened a little bit.
Yeah. The other thing that kind of I noticed, and this is a weird little nitpick, and maybe just because there's been so much of it, but it felt very, because they were in the quantum realm and everything, it felt very like watching the trailer is like, oh, look, they're on green screen. Oh, look, they're on green screen there, too. Oh, look, that's green screen. Which is, you know, typical, but I don't know why. It just struck me for some reason.
Like, prequely?
Yeah, kind of, like yeah. That. I don't know.
Like the prequels?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that bad when we see the movie.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know. Something about it.
Yeah, I don't really know where my expectations are or anticipation is for this movie, really.
I think my only anticipation...
I will watch it. I will probably at least mildly enjoy it.
Right.
And that's all I got for it,
really. Yeah.
Could surprise me and be really good. That would be nice.
I
kind of think I didn't like Ant-Man and the Wasp from what I remember of it. I feel like I was kind of like, meh.
I like.
But I remember nothing about it.
It but I don't think I was like, oh, that was amazing. I think I was just like, yeah, it was all right. It was good. Whatever.
Whatever, man.
Yeah. I can't remember any details, but I remember being like, meh.
I remember. Meh. I remember a part where Ant-Man was riding.
Was big on a truck?
Yes. That's the. Yep.
That's all I remember.
That's what it is, yeah. And I couldn't even totally remember that. You had to help me.
Yeah, I remember he was big, and there was some kind of a truck.
Right. And he was and like.
There was something he was doing.
He was like using it like a scooter, skateboard type thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
I that's weird that that's all you can remember, because that's all I can. That's what I was going to say. Don't
I know, right? Oh, and then there was a part where he shrunk, but not, he shrunk down to the size of a child, and that was really weird looking.
Oh, shit, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he had to, I think he had to get something from his daughter's school or something. I don't remember all the details, but. Oddly enough,
that's wacky!
Oddly enough, I haven't, like, they never seem to play that movie on cable or anything that I've seen.
Yeah, that one feels like it just kind of like.
Came and went.
Like a fart in the wind, man.
Like a fart in the wind.
These are all the just days of our
winds, dude.
Yep. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Yeah, so.
When the fuck does that shit come out? In the summer? Spring sometime? Fucking shit. Fuck.
The Ant-Man?
Yeah, is that near our birthdays? Was that that one?
I think so, yes, if I remember correctly. Let me double check real quick.
I can't believe fucking Wakanda Forever is coming out in like...
In 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks, yeah.
Well, about 2 weeks, yeah. Yeah. That's crazy, man.
I know, right?
I've been hearing shit about that, but you know, it's at the premiere, so it's always hard to... Everybody's, you know, in the glow of...
Yeah. Yes, Ant-Man comes out February 17th, 2023. And yeah. And, yeah, I know, right? It's already time for Black Panther. Crazy. I suppose I'll go see that.
I heard it's less... There's less comedy, so that's nice.
It seems like it.
It seems appropriate.
Like, from the trailers I've seen, it feels like there's less comedy.
Yeah, I've heard it's kind of...
It feels like it's more serious.
Emotionally heavy in some way, you know.
Well, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I would expect that, yeah. And they're going to have Namor.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, I'm glad they're not going to have, like, some kind of weird fucking, you know... funeral scene where something happens and the casket gets loose. They're gonna chase it down and fucking hijinks.
Yeah.
Like, no appropriate.
What are we watching? The Three Stooges?
They always make a joke of shit. You're like, what are you doing? This isn't even supposed to be funny. You fucking asses.
Yeah, you fucking asses. Anyway, yeah, so February 17th, Ant-Man comes out. Looks, you know, looks like it'll be another Ant-Man movie. But bigger. and the
likely smaller.
Oh, I see what you did.
Oh, you're going with the quantum thing and smaller. Like can't see it. One. You need those microscopes and what have you. It's little. That's what I'm saying.
That was good. That was good. So, are we going to enjoy Ant-Man Quantumania?
We shall see.
But, what was that from?
I don't remember.
I want to say, I don't know.
I don't either.
I got a Mortal Kombat vibe, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, it feels Mortal Kombat-ish, but I don't know for sure. Because I don't have it labeled. So, moving on, the other trailer that we saw was the trailer for the special presentation holiday special of Guardians of the Galaxy. And what are your thoughts on that? Yeah.
Sure,
I feel the same way.
Be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I feel like the humor might be wearing a little thin there with me on the crew there, but...
Yes, I'm sure.
But I don't know why, because there's only been two movies, but I don't know. The second movie kind of tainted me.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy the second movie that much.
I recall, yes. Yeah.
I mean, it had moments.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah. Was definitely not my favorite.
It feels too self-aware now.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the things that people thought were funny originally, they're like, we're going to turn right into that and give you more of it.
Yeah.
But then that's always a danger.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is a holiday special, so, you know, it's holiday specially, so it looked all right. It'll be all right. It'll be fun, I'm sure. And, you know, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
So that was.
Oh, that reminds me. You know what's coming out in November 17th, I think? I can't remember if that's right.
I do not.
But a Christmas story or something. Oh, no, Christmas Story Christmas.
Right.
Which is supposed to be Ralphie going back to his family home there in the original movie and having Christmas there with his children.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I guess it has all the most of the original cast there, his friends and stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Scott
Farkas.
Nice. I might have to check that out.
Yeah, Zach Ward, he posted about it. I didn't know if it was real. I was like, because he posted something about it. I was like, oh.
I know. I kept seeing it pop up.
But then I was like, oh, shit, that poster is coming out next month.
Yeah. I kept seeing the poster for it, and I'm like on Facebook and shit, and I'm like, is that real? But yeah, so I might check
that's
it out.
That's kind of cool. I hope that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Christmas Story.
Me too. It's definitely one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time.
I saw that shit in the theater, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And little did I know that it would, every year it would just play for 24 hours. Well, it used to be on like every fucking day, like all.
Yeah.
But now they like whittle it down to one day, 24 hours.
Yeah, and sadly, my wife is not a fan of that movie.
Really?
Yeah, can you believe that?
I feel like she would totally love that.
I know, right? But no, she can't stand it for some reason.
That's shocking to me.
I know.
What, you can't stand it?
Yeah, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I know, right?
I've never heard anybody say that.
Crazy is that? Yeah.
I mean, I think I've heard somebody say they don't really care about horror, but I'm like...
No, she does not like it.
That is so weird to me.
I don't even know if she's actually given it a fair chance or not, but yeah.
There's so many good things in it.
I know. I love that fucking movie.
Not a finger! I love
There was one year when they were playing it, playing it on the Christmas Eve all day thing, that I was watching it and we had to leave to go to do family stuff. And when I came back and turned it on, it was at the exact same part as when I left.
Oh, don't you love that?
Yeah. That was great. So I just watched.
You know what I miss though? They used to play It's a Wonderful Life like that all the time.
Yeah.
I used to love that movie. Yeah, and it used to be on all the time. Like I could just watch it. Yeah, now they do it like one time a year and I'm like,
yeah.
Like, oh.
Although I heard they might go back to the 24 hour, but we'll see what happens.
I love that movie. Yeah. I haven't seen it in a long time though now, but
I know, me either. But that movie's excellent.
I read something that was Jimmy Stewart's favorite movie that he did.
Oh yeah? Cool.
Little there for you. Yeah.
Mm. Very cool.
What this has to do with the fucking Guardian special? No idea.
It's Christmas. That's it.
Or really nothing, but yeah, Christmas.
Christmas. All right. Well, on that note, I guess it's time for us to leave the old trailer park behind and get back to our regular scheduled episode. All right, well,
I remember to reel back in there. Like, oh, I know. We're getting too far.
Yeah, I know, right? So we do have some stories to talk about. And the first thing we're going to talk about is kind of a big one there. And that is that James Gunn is, we know that the third Guardians of the Galaxy movie is going to be his last. And now we have found out that he is going to be moving over to DC to run their movie division with Peter Safran.
Is he doing their TV?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about the TV, but he's doing animated stuff as well. So movies and animated. I'm not sure about TV.
Yeah, probably.
So it's going to be...
Is it like the DC Kevin Feige?
Basically, yeah. So it's going... They're the new CEOs of DC Studios. And basically, Warner Brothers Discovery wants to give the whole DC movie thing an overhaul. And
good call.
Yes. And James Gunn is going to be in charge of it, which I like. I think that'll be good.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I think they definitely...
But he's definitely more on the jokey side, too, so that makes me a little like... But yeah. What he has done has been good.
Right. Yeah.
Like Peacemaker was good.
Peacemaker was really good. Was Suicide awesome.
Squad was pretty good.
Yep,
The Suicide Squad,
right. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. They also said they want to really give a big focus on the big guns of DC, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, etc. But I hope they still manage to fit in some of the smaller characters, because I love when they do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully they can, even if they start doing like their own shows, kind of like the Marvel shows or something.
Right.
Still want a question show.
Yeah, question, that would be cool. Question that would definitely be cool.
In somewhere.
Right. So a couple of changes that we're going to see is, first of all, they're going to officially take over November 1st. Wow. Oh. But some of the things we're going to see is, so they were going to be doing a Green Lantern series, but they're changing that. That was going to focus on Guy Gardner and Alan Scott, which is a weird pairing, but, mm-hmm. But now they're going to be doing the Green Lantern Corps, and they're going to be focusing more on Jon Stewart, which, I like Jon Stewart, so that should be interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's going to be, it's going to be more of a different series, different type of series, which is good. That's
really expensive though.
I know, right?
To do that justice.
Let's see. Yeah. So another thing is, that Henry Cavill, says he is back as Superman. He said he wanted to make it official. He is back as Superman. A very small taste of what's to come. The dawn of hope renewed. And then he said, thank you for your patience. It will be rewarded. Now, as we've said before, we like Henry Cavill as Superman. They need to give him something good.
Yeah, I like the potential of him as Superman, but I haven't really liked him as Superman.
Right, exactly.
I like the thought of it, I feel like there is something good they could do, but they have definitely not done it yet.
Yeah, agreed. But I definitely think maybe now with them refocusing it, the movies and stuff, I think now maybe they will, finally.
Well, that would be cool.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of Superman.
I know.
He was one of my first heroes.
Yes.
Growing up.
Yes, indeed.
I used to make the little curl in my hair and put the cape on and jump around and fucking fly around and shit.
That's cute. That's adorable.
Isn't that cute?
That's so cute.
Couldn't you just die from
I could just die.
I think that's like the first superhero I ever like really connected with, I think.
Yeah.
So he has a special place in my heart for that.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Nice.
All right.
So I would love to see.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So there's some good, interesting potential with all of this. And will they be able to recover from their earlier fuck ups?
We shall see.
But in the meantime, we should move on because I have another story about Henry Cavill. So let's move on.
We shall see.
Whoops, wrong one. Let's move on. So, I don't know if this is directly related to the Superman thing, but Henry Cavill has officially announced that he will be done with The Witcher after season 3, and he will not return for season 4. I still have not watched season 2.
Yeah, me either.
So he put out a statement that said, "My journey as Geralt of Rivia has been filled with both monsters and adventures. And alas, I will be laying down my medallion and my swords for season 4. And then he said, "In my stead, the fantastic Mr. Liam Hemsworth will be taking up the mantle of the White Wolf. As with the greatest of literary characters, I pass the torch with reverence for the time spent embodying Geralt and enthusiasm to see Liam's take on the most fascinating and nuanced of men." So Henry Cavill's out. Liam Henderson is coming in. And
Liam Henderson?
I'm
Try again, dumbass.
Yeah, you know. That great actor, Liam Henderson.
Where the fuck did you pull Henderson from?
I don't fucking know. Well, at least it starts with H.
Yeah, well, like, I was going to let it go, but I was like, what?
I'm glad you didn't.
Where the fuck did you get that?
That would have been a keeper's correction next week. Liam Hemsworth, Chris Hemsworth's brother, will be taking over the role. Which, I liked Henry Cavill in that role. He was pretty good.
Yeah. I feel like either it ends after 3 or 4 is the last one. That's how I feel.
Yeah, you might be right there. And I don't, I can't even say, I don't really even have any thoughts on Mr. Henderson taking over the role.
Yeah, I've definitely seen him and stuff, but I don't remember what the fuck it was at this moment.
I know, right?
But I have seen him.
Liam Hemsworth.
Well, Netflix doesn't really have shows that last longer than that, right?
Yeah, not really.
They're pretty notorious for
Yeah.
Axing shit early there.
Yeah. Whether fans want it to or not.
Yeah.
Let's see. So.
So that's probably why he's bouncing too. He's like, well, fuck, I'm not going to stick on this ship because you're probably going to cancel it anyway.
Yeah, no shit, anyway, right? You know, he said nice things about Liam Hemsworth in public, but in private, he's probably like, good luck, dude. I'm going to be Superman. Oh, Liam Hemsworth was in Independence Day Resurgence.
Oh, fuck. You got to bring it back. Give me something good.
Try again, dumbass.
He was in The Hunger Games.
Oh, my shit. Lord, what?
Try again, dumbass.
I only saw one of those, though, actually.
I have never seen an entire one. I've seen parts of them, but... let's see. I'm seeing a bunch of shit here that we've never watched. The Expendables 2.
I think I saw that. I don't even know.
Try again, dumbass.
Well, I must have seen him in Hunger Games or something. I don't know. I saw him in some shit.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing anything here that I've really watched. So there you go. I can't really speak on him. He might be good. I don't know.
We'll see.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant...
We shall see.
Yeah, but... So I'm a little bummed that Henry Cavill's leaving, even though I haven't seen season two yet. But on the other hand, it's cool that he's, you know, going to be doing more Superman. So it's kind of a mixed bag there.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Hopefully there'll be I can't wait for a new Superman movie. Hopefully it's not Man of Steel 2. It's just Superman. something different.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely something different.
I like Man of Steel.
No.
I guess a lot of people like Man of Steel, but I'm not.
A lot of people are wrong.
I don't like it. I do not enjoy.
Oh, you like Man of Steel?
Try again, dumbass.
Yeah.
I can't even get into it.
You can't with that movie.
No, there's just so much.
And then Batman and Superman.
Oh,
should be the most amazing movie ever. And then they fucking kill Superman. Like, what are you doing?
I know, right?
Just
what the fuck? What the fuck?
I don't get it.
I don't either. It's stupid ass shit. Stupid ass stupids.
All right. They shot Jimmy Olsen in the head.
I know. What the fuck? All right. Before we really get into it, we should probably move on.
Okay. Spooky.
Indeed. So, there's not a lot of information on this, but there is word, and it hasn't officially been confirmed either, but there is word that we could be getting a new series in the future on Disney Plus called Vision Quest. And it's going to feature the white version of Vision that we last saw in WandaVision.
What? That figures.
Yeah.
Colonizing motherfucker. I'm sorry. Well, I thought it was going to be White Vision.
Because he's
no, that's cool. White. That's good, because it's been bothering me that he didn't show up in the Doctor Strange movie or wasn't even mentioned. I'm like, what?
I know, right?
Why is nobody mentioning Vision?
Right. He just disappeared and that was it. So, yeah, like I said, there's no real information on it yet, but I would love to see it. Definitely love to see it.
A series, though, I'm like, I don't know, but I want to see something.
I don't know for sure that it's a full series or what. Again, there's no information on it, but we'll see.
I hope people don't get the title mixed up with the 1985, maybe? Matthew Modine vehicle called Vision Quest. Remember that movie?
I don't know.
I think it was about wrestling. There was some wrestling happening. He was on a wrestling team. I don't remember. I know I've seen it, but It's been a long time.
High school wrestler in Spokane, Washington. Oh, fascinating. Oh, he has trouble with his training because he finds a woman and she seduces him.
Oh, scandalous.
Scandalous. Indeed. Don't go looking.
What the hell?
What?
What? Is that the whole point of the... Is that the whole plot? Wrestling team seduced by a lady.
Lady.
You can't do the holds and the moves that well because... He's too wrapped up in the lady.
The full synopsis of Vision Quest is a high school wrestler in Spokane, Washington has trouble focusing on his training regimen when a beautiful young drifter takes up temporary residence at his home. Stars Matthew Modine.
That's a weird fucking plot for a movie, huh?
I know, right? It stars Matthew Modine and Linda Florentine. Oh, Linda Florentino.
Hey, what year did it come out? Was I right?
1985. Yep. Good call.
I fucking nailed it. What?
Good call.
Oh, I'm good. Why I know when Vision Quest came out?
That's a little odd, but okay. We'll go with it. All right, I'm going to name off some movies, and you just tell me what year you think they came out. We'll see how right you are. I have a feeling you might be right on more of them than we think, than we realize.
Probably not.
Well, that can be your...
There's some of them that get stuck in my head for some reason, but...
That can be your a Vision Quest.
I don't get it.
Anyway, Vision Quest, cool. Looking forward to it. Want to see it. More Vision. Bring them on. Love it. Let's move on, shall we? All right. Let's see here. Another quickie that I don't really have any information on, but Kevin Feige has promises that the X-Men, their hotly anticipated MCU debut, will happen very soon. Whatever the fuck that means. I am very curious to see how they're going to bring them in. Because...
Well, isn't Namor Mutant?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, in the MCU, I think they acknowledge him as a mutant.
I do believe so. And, you know, of course, Ms. Marvel... is now a mutant in the MCU.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, I wonder where they will introduce the X-Men, if they will introduce the X-Men as a full team, if they'll slowly introduce them or what. Because they don't...
You think they're going to try to update the name or something? I feel like they will. But yeah. I hope they don't.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like they could very likely or possibly, but I definitely hope that they don't.
Yeah, it's not, you know, just because it would just be fucking weird to try to call it something. I don't know. It would just be fucking weird.
I really hope they don't, because
they can't think of a good alternative.
No, and it's the X-Men. It has been the X-Men for decades.
Quite a while.
Let's see, X-Men.
You can't say X-People, because that just sounds fucking...
Right.
Like the 60s? Or was it before? No, I think it was the 60s.
No,
right?
I think it was the 60s, yeah. Let me double check for accuracy.
I would say 63. Uh-huh. I'm saying 63.
Oh, let's see.
Don't know why.
Let's see. That's where I'm going. All right. X-Men. No. There's a rumor that came out in July that they were going to change the title of the X-Men to The Mutants. Don't do that. Or do that. Call the title a movie, The Mutants or whatever, but don't change the name of the X-Men. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know.
I want the comic debut here.
I find it weird that I don't know what your phone is, but it seems like you always have a hard time finding shit on your phone. Like, you're like, oh, I can't find this. And then I look like 2 seconds later, oh, there it is. You're like, oh, what the hell are you using?
Samsung.
Just Samsung.
What did you say you think their first appearance was?
I say 1963.
Hmm. Well.
Oh, shit. I was right.
Yep. You certainly were. I was just going to tell you that. You were right. Tell your sister.
Oh, I'm good.
You were right.
Oh, I can't wait to get the mask and say that. I have two sisters. So I can say that to my other sister.
Tell your sisters. You were right.
It's like you're a dumbass. Tell your sister. I am a dumbass. Tell your sister. See, I'm glad I know that one. Vision Quest. I feel redeemed.
All right. Well, it was impressive that you knew Vision Quest. Confusing, but impressive.
A movie nobody's seen or heard of.
Movie nobody gives two shits about, but you know. Hey, good job. Good job. Anyway, so one more quick bit of Marvel news. It looks like it has been reported that apparently there will be a new Wolverine movie released in 2023.
Huh. Is this a bonus story or is this part of the whole thing?
This is a bonus. Wait a minute.
So you at the beginning of the show, you said there was a bonus story.
Hold on.
You said
what? No. Oh, that's not the bonus story I was talking about.
Okay.
That is reportedly the new Wolverine game, not the movie.
Oh, yeah, the game.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah. That's pretty cool, huh? Pretty sweet. Sweet.
And the same company, Insomniac, there that have made the Spider-Man games are doing it.
Oh, cool.
So that should be pretty fucking cool.
Indeed. All right. Let's move on, shall we?
Okay.
So, apparently, there's word of what the next Star Wars movie will be. And apparently, it is going to be one produced by Damon Lindelof, who... interestingly, was a partner with J.J. Abrams on Lost, but I think Lindelof has done a little better than that hacky bitch. Because
he's kind of, I don't know. That's the guy I'm thinking of.
He brought us the Watchmen series, Crystal which was Skull? Good. Right, yeah, what?
The Crystal Skull, though, didn't he? Crystal Skull?
I've never heard of this Crystal Skull that you speak of. I don't know what that is. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, I think you are, my friend.
No.
I don't know. I think he did, but I'm not sure.
He did. Nope. I don't see it.
No?
Nope.
Oh, who the hell am I thinking of?
I don't know.
It is there, isn't it?
No. However, he did write Cowboys and Aliens, which was just on TV last night. He wrote Prometheus.
I don't think that's terrible. I gave it...
Cowboys and Aliens? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. He did... he wrote Star Trek Into Darkness. He wrote World War Z. He wrote Tomorrowland.
Which was, I don't know, it was weird.
I haven't seen it.
It was weird for a Disney movie, so I kind of give it props for that, but I don't know. It was kind of lackluster, I guess you would say.
That's what I've heard. And he also, of course, did the Watchmen series that came out a couple of years ago that was really fucking good.
Yeah, that was good.
So apparently he's going to be writing the next Star Wars film. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Does that have any... Because I was hearing something about... I just heard something about this yesterday somewhere. And they were saying that it's going to take place after the sequel trilogy?
Yes. That is correct. And it might have some sequel trilogy characters in it.
Hmm. I don't know how I feel about it.
I know.
I mean, I think the cast was overall good, so I mean, I don't really have a problem with them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
From what I understand, I don't think John Boyega will want to come back.
Yeah, he sounds like he's all set there.
Yeah. Which, you know, I can't totally blame him, but...
Well, he's had him yell Ray for 3 movies. I mean...
I know.
That was like at least 80% of his dialogue was just, Ray!
Yeah. Where's Ray? Ray! Yeah, unfortunately. So I don't blame him for that if he doesn't want to come back, but we'll see what happens. And if they're going to continue after the sequel trilogy, I wonder what direction they will go in.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because I'd like to see him kind of go in new territory, but then you need certain staple things.
Yeah.
To make a Star Wars movie at the same time.
Right.
So it's like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Like, there has to be overall villain, you know, like an evil, like a...
Right.
You know, I mean, you can't just do another Empire.
No, please.
Again, because... No Death Stars. No Death Planets.
No.
No fucking spherical Death Ray things. Nothing like that.
They could try pulling from the expanded universe stuff.
Yeah, or maybe like Rey is trying to start a Jedi school.
Yeah,
I feel like it would have been cool if they built her connection to Luke and Leia more, because it would taking the name make more sense,
right?
And it would seem more logical for her to, you know, move on and make a school and like take on that role of, you know.
Right, yeah.
But since she's like pretty much the most powerful fucking Jedi, it seems.
Yeah.
It would make sense for her to, she has the books, the Jedi text and everything, and try to do her best there. But maybe then just some kind of a ancient Sith force gets unleashed. Oh, that's the name of the game. I didn't even mean to do that.
What?
Force Unleashed.
Oh. I mean, like
something happens there. And
right, yeah.
Maybe not like a whole Empire thing, but like a new Sith Lord or some shit. I don't know if I can know.
Yeah.
There has to be some
I could see that.
Mistakes. There has to be something there.
I could totally see that.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested in that, where that could go.
Yeah, me too. Could be interesting. I guess.
We shall see.
What about the Taika Waititi thing? Is that still happening?
I have not seen any news on that, but as far as I am aware, it is still happening. Taika Waititi. Saka Shita.
Saka, Sakashita.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it'll be nice to have a movie again someday. Someday. All right. In the meantime, let's move on. Oh, it's now time for our surprise story that I told you about.
Ooh, I'm
yes.
Excited.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And this is a new story about actor extraordinaire, king of the bacon list, Jeff Goldblum. Yes. And the news is, and this is where it may get a little dicey. Mr. Jeff Goldblum will be playing the Wizard of Oz. Yes. Now for the bad news. He will be playing the Wizard of Oz in the movie adaptation of Wicked, the Broadway play. Which
that
means
there's going to be lots of songs and what have you.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Ah, I see what you're saying now. Good news, bad news.
Yes. Now, Wicked is the kind of the prequel story of the Wizard of Oz, about, you know, how the Wicked Witch of the West became the Wicked Witch of the West. And I'm interested in the story. I would like to read the book one day, but as we have expressed plenty of times on this show, we hate fucking musicals. Hate them with a passion.
Yeah. There's a few that I can do, though, but overall, I can't add any new ones to my repertoire, though.
Right.
Ones I grew up with, I'm cool with. But
Right.
But they have to be weird.
I hate the fucking singing. Why?
Like Willy Wonka.
Right.
Willy Wonka's fucking weird, so it works. And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is fucking weird, and it works.
Yeah.
And I love Albert Finney's Scrooge.
Ah, yes.
I'm a fan of that.
Strangely, one of the few things you and my wife have in common.
She likes that one?
She loves that one, yeah. I think it's her favorite.
Yeah, it's my favorite too.
At least her favorite Scrooge movie.
Yep, that's the one I always watch.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Fall the Christmas.
Try again,
that's
dumbass.
The ones I can get down with. Those are the short list of musicals I can fuck with.
Yeah.
There might be one or two that I'm forgetting, but...
Yeah, I just... So, I would love to see Jeff Goldblum play the Wizard of Oz. That would be fucking amazing. But not in a musical. So,
yeah.
There you go.
But he'll be singing, so that'll make it less sucky.
I guess.
At least his part.
Yeah, right. So, there you go. Now you know exactly what I meant.
Yeah. That sucks. And is cool.
Yeah.
You know what? He'd probably be a good Willy Wonka. Now that I mentioned the Willy Wonka.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't really know if you need another Willy Wonka movie, but...
True. I could totally see that.
Probably would be a good... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'd fucking love that.
He would nail that shit.
Yeah, he would. Oh, that would be so cool. Take that. I don't know if we need another Willy.
He'd still be a good Joker. He's a little old now, but...
Yeah, so he could
Prime
be...
Goldblum would have been a fucking kick-ass Joker, man.
Yeah. He could be Joker facing off against Michael Keaton.
Oh, yeah. He could.
I love Jeff Goldblum. I love him.
I do, too. I feel like if I really boiled it down, I could probably say he'd be good for every role.
I know. I know, right?
All movies that have Jeff Goldblum in it.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So, there we go. Little good news, a little bad news, all in one shot.
Such is life.
Indeed.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have.
Yep. The facts of life. Facts of life. The facts of fucking life. All right, let's move on, shall we? So that's actually going to be it for our stories this evening. So now it is time to move on to our Keeper's recommendations. And I have one recommendation for this week.
It's not for me to fuck off, is it?
Try again, dumbass!
No. My recommendation is for you to blow me. Give me a little blow me sandwich there. No. My recommendation is the new animated Star Wars series Tales of the Jedi has been released. And it is, they released all at once. It is six episodes, and each episode is, once you count the credits, each episode is under 15 minutes. So, you could blow through it really quick. That's what she said. I've only actually seen the first two episodes so far. The first episode was okay. It wasn't great. It was about.
I heard it was really bad.
Okay, it kind of wasn't great. Yeah, it was. It was about Ahsoka as a baby, and it was just. It was such a generic story. It really was. I didn't need to see Anakin as a little kid. I didn't need to see Ahsoka as a baby. But anyway. But the second episode was really good, and it was about Count Dooku as a Jedi and with his Padawan, Qui-Gon Jinn. And it was an interesting episode in which you can see Jedi Dooku starting to slip to the dark side. So that was pretty cool.
So what the hell did they call him? They didn't call him Count Dooku, did they?
No.
Was it like John Dooku?
It was
John Dooku. Nice to meet you.
Phineas.
Jedi extraordinaire. John Dooku.
Phineas J. Dooku.
Phineas J. Dooku. Oh, man.
Basically.
I thought the Dooku was mad.
I am Fuku Dooku. Basically. Nobody called him anything except Qui-Gon, who called him Master Dooku.
Yeah. I'll be right back. I gotta take a Master Dooku. I'll be. Very funny.
Master Dooku, what is it, my Padawan? No, I gotta go take a Master Dooku. See, so when he was in the prequels, they should have, instead of count, they should have called him, he should have been a major.
Major. Oh, man.
Uh,
am 12 years old. God love the Dooku. Anyway. So, I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of the series, the next four episodes. I heard they get pretty good, so check out Tales of the Jedi if you haven't yet. Just, you know.
Yeah, I guess there's like a Dooku arc and a Ahsoka arc.
Yep.
And I heard that the Dooku arc is pretty good, actually.
Yeah. There is a Dooku arc, all right.
The Ahsoka one's pretty good, too, but...
Except for the first episode. That's all I have.
Yeah, I might check it out. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, check it out. They're short episodes. What, you know? What do you got to lose?
Yeah, what do you got? What
You probably watch the whole thing in like 2 hours or some shit.
Yeah, isn't it only like six of them, right, or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's my recommendation. So I'm gonna hand it over to you. What do you got for us?
Alrighty. Well, first, I got some movies. I forgot to mention this before, but I watched the Collector series, which the first movie is called The Collector, and the second movie is called The Collection.
Oh. Is that the correct way to pronounce it as well? The Collection.
Exactly. It's weird because he's kind of, you know, he's like a serial killer guy that wears kind of a... I'm trying to remember what the hell the mask looks like because I don't know. I can't remember what the fuck it looked. Because when I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking of the doctor from Nightbreed, David Cronenberg's character. But I don't know if it's something like that. It's something like that, I think. But what's weird is that the actual main draw for these movies for me was the protagonist, which I can't remember his name, but he was in both films, and I really liked that dude. And I felt like it was weird. Because I felt like the killer was actually like second fiddle to the protagonist, which usually, it's a protagonist, but I mean,
right. But
usually the killer is kind of the main.
Was his name feature. Like what the hell does that say? I can't even read that. Adkin or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
The first name on the list of actors is Josh Stewart, who plays whatever. That guy's name is, so I'm guessing he's the one you're talking about. But anyway.
Yeah, continue. Arkin.
Arkin, yeah. Okay.
Like, because I keep hearing that these movies are pretty good, and I've seen, like, I remember going to fucking Blockbuster and seeing it there, and I was like,
wow.
It looked like it was shit. You know, like a cheap fucking, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't give a fuck about that.
Right.
So I decided to check it out, and the first one was okay. It was like, the collector comes in the house and he sets all these booby traps and shit. So it's like a Home Alone fucking kind of a deal, sort of. And the Arkin character was doing like construction on the house. It was like a doctor's house, so he knew that, you know, they were pretty well off. Mm-hmm. And they were going away on vacation. So when they went on vacation, he was coming back with to break in and steal some shit. Can't remember what they had. They had something that, you know, he knew when he was going to steal it. When he came back to steal it, he found that they were there, but the fucking collector guy captured the family and was going to torture and kill them. But he has all these fucking elaborate fucking booby traps everywhere. So it was kind of cool, but it was, I don't know, the protagonist, I mean, you know, that Arkin guy was the main draw for me by the end of it. And then the second one, the guy has like a murder hotel, like, people, everybody came there for like a rave, and then it starts off like he fucking had like these huge, like, there was just these huge blades that dropped down and just mowed everybody down, like, just like fucking 100 or so people died, like, instantly at the beginning. I was like, holy shit, so like the whole hotel is like a booby trap.
Wow.
Which was kind of fun. But yeah, and it had like a nice. At the end, it had like, you know, a little setup for something in the future, and I was like, "Hey, I actually give a shit." So I actually enjoyed those movies more than I thought I would.
No kidding.
I just looked it up, and it has like a pretty the rating is pretty low, but I definitely think it's better than what people say. Like Rotten Tomatoes has a 28%. I was like, "Oh,
wow, interesting."
I think it's better than that, but yeah, I thought it was actually not bad.
That's cool.
And I get to see Terrifier 2.
Ah, yes. I've heard many things about this one.
Yeah, it seems to be blowing up pretty good, so that's cool for them. Mm. You know, like, it's just a little movie like that.
Is it as disturbing as they say?
It is in a way, just because, like, some of the kills are just, like, there's certain people that he just really goes to town on, and it's just like, oh, man. Wow. Like, it really fucks people up. But then you're like, they're still alive, and he's still doing his fucked up shit. You're just like, oh.
Oh, wow.
Like, I remember this one girl. I was just like, oh, man. Make it stop.
Oh, really?
He was just fucking her up. Yeah. I was like, holy shit. But what's weird is that the first movie had, like, no story whatsoever. Mm. And in this one, they tried to add some kind of a story, but I think I left being confused or just be like, I think it kind of was to its detriment in a way, like, trying to add a story and so on. Because they kind of tried to, like, sort of explain things, but they didn't really explain things. Yeah. And they just made it more complicated for... Yeah, I don't think it really worked that way. Mm. And it was like almost 2.5 hours, and I'm like, I don't know if that's necessary. You know?
Wow.
But I guess from what that they had, like, you know, crowdfunding to help them make the movie and stuff, so I guess they just decided, said, fuck it, we're gonna give everybody everything we shot. Let's just throw it all in there. So if that is what happens, then I can, you know, that's cool. I can, you know, commend them for that. Because, you know, whoever the fans are, them.
Right,
they want all of it, so I'm like, that's cool.
Sure.
To do. It wasn't, like terrible or anything, but I'm like, 2.5 hours of, like, a slasher movie, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. But overall, I think I liked it. I liked the character, the art guys. Hmm. Actually, the whole cast was really good. Like, the main girl and her brother and were cool. I liked those. They were good. Hmm. So, yeah. I mean, it's... I feel like some of the kills are really fucked up, but I feel like there were less kills overall. I'm not sure, but or maybe about the same as the first movie. Hmm. I just thought it was going to be wall to wall just murdering. You know, like, I'll just. But surprisingly, there weren't as many kills as I was expecting. But
that's funny.
But yeah, some of it is fucking brutal. You're like, oh shit. Mm.
That's really saying something, though.
But overall...
coming from you.
Well, I remember there's one that just was like, oh, man. Just, can we just let her die in fucking peace, will you? It was pretty rough. But that's all I got for movies. And I just finished the Gotham Knights game.
Ah, yes.
And I've been hearing all kinds of shit about this game. Mm. Mainly that it sucks ass. But I've been playing it all week. And I have to say, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Wow.
So I don't know what the fuck anybody's talking about. I mean, I don't know. It might not be as good as the Arkham games. It's not as good as those.
Sure, yeah.
Right. And it does have some issues here and there, you know. Mm. But overall, I mean, the game loop is kind of similar. I mean, you get the side cases, you get the main story, you get the criminals in the street that you're taking care of. I mean...
Sure, right.
It kind of follows the flow of one of those games, you know?
Yeah, which I would expect.
Yeah. The fighting is fun, but it's not as fluid as the Batman games. But I'm like... But it's still pretty good. Hmm. I think... There's a couple pointers you have to remember, I think, to fully enjoy the game. One of them being, don't be afraid to turn down the difficulty. I think that's a big one.
Right.
Because there's kind of like weird difficulty spikes because everybody levels up. And like there was one point in the game where I was okay, and then like it was near the end of the game, and all of a sudden I was just like doing routine, you know, ass kickery. And then, like, just random thugs were, like, putting up way too much of a struggle. I'm like, oh, yeah. This will not do. Then I dropped that bitch down. And then I was like, okay, this is good. Because that's the thing. The main problems I have with this game are the same thing I have with all open world games. Is the grinding and the minutia of all the side shit. Which is mostly optional.
Yeah,
all of it is mostly optional for the most part.
Yeah, but...
But you want to do it, because right. you're like, oh. But, you know, if you're fighting criminals throughout the whole game, and they're, if you're playing on a higher level, and they're, you know, every fight turns into a fucking 5 or so minute battle, like, that's too much. Mm. You're going to burn out way too fast. Mm. So I turned that shit down, and I was fucking people up at a pretty good pace, because I'm like, I have to do this hundreds of times in this game. So
yeah.
I don't want to burn out too fast, you know?
Right. Does it have major villains in it? It must, right?
Yeah. It has like a lot of the classics there. I don't know if you want me to say, but
no, you don't have to.
Yeah, like it has all the hallmarks of one of the Arkham games, but like these story beats kinda are a little, they're not completely, they don't gel completely. Mm. And like they had the quarter owls, I mean that's kind of like the thing they've been going off of. But right. The way that all plays out, like it had a kind of a good build up to it, but like it pretty much like kind of resolves quickly, and it felt kind of anticlimactic a little bit. You're like, oh, you know. Mm. I mean there's still around at the end of the story, but it felt like it deserved more.
Hmm.
But some of the side cases were interesting. Like they had some of the boss fights kind of sucked, but the lead up to the boss fights were kind of cool.
Oh, really?
If that makes sense. Well, there's like clay faces, and I think that's been, you know, but like the lead up shit to fight Clayface was kind of cool, but the actual battle was kind of, you know, I mean, it definitely has issues, but overall, I mean, if you like the Arkham games, I mean, it's in that same wheelhouse there, you know?
Yeah.
And I really like the characters and the setting, so I mean, that probably did a lot, you know.
Did you...
I'm a sucker for superhero shit.
Oh, yeah, we know. Did you try all of the characters, or...?
Well, that's one thing. It's kind of a bad thing and a good thing, because there's certain things that you have to open. Like, one thing that's cool, they have like a whole shit ton of different costumes and stuff.
Mm.
And with those costumes, they have all different kinds of variations on, like, on the whole suit.
Hmm.
So they have usually, like, 3 different options for each piece of the suit, for each different costume. Have, like, all 3 different settings for, you know, so you can mix and match and do all kinds of... So there's a lot of options there, which is cool. Huh. So, but there's a lot of stuff that you have to do, like, a lot of grindy shit. Like, oh, kill this amount of people or do this and that. Mm-hmm. But you have to do it for each person to unlock that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a pain in the balls. But right. At the same time, it forces you to play as everybody. Which I think is good. Because what would normally happen in this kind of game, like, I would probably try out everybody. But I would mainly just stick to one person and then, you right. know. Which I kind of did that by the, like, the last third of the game. I kind of just stuck with Nightwing.
Mm.
Because they all have traversal things. They have, like, you can't glide or any of that shit. You have to unlock that for each person.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Which is weird.
So Batwoman, Batgirl glides like Batman did, but not as good. But, like, Nightwing has, like, a weird fucking, like, not a drone, but something like that. Like, a little jetpack thing that he holds onto.
Mm.
I think it's called the trapeze or something.
Hmm.
But what's cool about his is that once you're in the air with it, you can just fly indefinitely. Like, you're never... You can cool. fly around the whole fucking map.
That's awesome.
And you can control the height and, you know...
Right.
You never have to touch the ground. So I use that near the end because I'm like, well, why the fuck am I going to fuck around?
Yeah, really.
And Red Hood has, like, a mystical leap where he does, like...
Say what?
Because of the Lazarus Pit. Like, the Lazarus Pit okay. gave him some kind of a mystical leap shit.
Huh.
So he, like, just bounces up, like, a mystical portal thing that he can just jump in the air a few times, which is whatever. But Robin's sucks ass.
Oh, really?
He somehow uses the Justice League's, the Watchtower, like a, I can't think of the word, but it's like a teleportation beam.
Mm-hmm.
So he just, jump in the air. You hold the trigger, it brings up a little circle, and you move the circle to where you want to go, and then you let go of the trigger, and then you just... But what happens is, like, I can't gauge where that is, So I'm like, where every time I think where I'm going to wind up, I'm always wind up right up before that. And I'm like, fuck. It just sucks. I'm like, I'd rather just, you know, grapple and just jump around and get there quicker.
Jump around. But
what sucks is there's some challenges you have to do, like the traversal challenges, you know, like Batman had.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to do it with that is just.
Yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, I was like, I only tried a couple times. I'm like, yeah. I don't have it in me for this shit. But overall, I really had a good time with it.
That's good.
I didn't really. There was people talking about weird glitches and shit. The only one glitch I had that was fucking weird is that in the cutscenes in the Belfry, Red Hood, he would have like a sweatshirt, and the fucking pull strings from the sweatshirt would just be pointing straight out like they had fucking erections. So, like, that just kept happening. Like, not in every cutscene, but it was just weird because they'd be having this whole talk about Batman or some kind of a serious talk, and his fucking pull strings are like, bing, like, just like I didn't inch away from somebody's eye, and you're like,
oh man,
it kind of pulled you out of the moment a little. You're like, oh.
I can totally picture that.
It was so weird. And usually it only happened in the cutscenes, but then one of the last two times I was playing, I picked him in the Belfry and I was running around and they were like that, and I was like, oh.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
And it did crash on me one time, but
oh yeah,
it does get a little like you can like as you're going like traveling, you can see the textures loading in here and there, you know. You're like, but I mean, you know, I mean, should it be better than that on a PS5 or whatever? Maybe, but it's not like doesn't make the game unplayable to me anyway.
Right? You know? Yeah,
because I've been playing it every day for at least a week. Wow. And I've enjoyed it and look forward to actually going in and doing shit. There's a bunch of I actually finished the story. The ending kind of has me fucked up a little bit.
Oh, really?
I don't know how I feel about it. But, yeah. But I have, like, a bunch of, like, extra shit to collect and stuff. And which I probably am going to do.
Oh, that's a good sign.
I don't know. I just have fun. Yeah. I have fun just going around Gotham and, you know. Mm. Considering that I'm burned out on open world games, and the thought of a Batman game without Batman was really kind of like, oh.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I like Nightwing and Batgirl and that shit, but I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but without Batman?
That's just wrong. It felt wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the characters, and it was kind of fun. And they feel all different enough to warrant changing them and.
That's a good thing. That's important.
Yeah. I think any fan of, like, you know, I think anything of the Bat family and any of that shit, I think you would enjoy it. I don't know. I think it was pretty good. It's not perfect. It's not the Arkham games, but I think.
But it's not the Avengers.
That's why I'm hearing everybody give it such a. Oh, hell no, man. Mm. I heard somebody mention that, and I was, like, really worried when I first started. I was like, oh, no.
Right.
It is not anything. It doesn't play anything like the Avengers game.
Oh, that's good.
It is so much better than the Avengers game that's not even a fucking discussion to me.
Good.
It plays a lot like the Arkham games. It's just not as good.
Right. Right.
Like, there's a lot of style and artistry in those games. Like, Gotham looks. It's kind of like how Tim Burton's Gotham looks compared to Christopher Nolan's Gotham, you know? Oh, I mean, there's more style in the Gotham in this game.
Right.
But, you know, like, just the contrast of that, like the...
Right, right.
There was so much... There's so much personality in the Arkham games, you know? Like, all the everything was...
Mm-hmm.
To every detail was dripping, you know, Gotham. This is Gotham City, you know?
Yeah, right.
And this one, it is to a degree, but it's not you know... Because people keep comparing it to Arkham Knight and all that shit, and I'm like, because like, oh, this game came out like 7-8 years ago, and it looks better than the new one, and I'm like, In some ways, yes, but I don't know. It looks fucking great on my fucking TV. I don't know. Hmm. It looks fucking good. And I enjoy it.
Well, there you go.
So.
Oh, nice. I like it. All right. So is that all you got for us?
Yeah.
All right, then I guess it's time to move on. And that, of course, means that it is time for our final segment, which, of course, means it is now time for... And this week is our final week of our almost month-long Halloween spectacular thing there, spooky, whatever. And so this week we watched a movie called Some Guy Who Kills People. And this movie came out in 2011. So it's actually a little bit of a newer film. It was written by Ryan A. Levin and directed by Jack Perez. And it stars Kevin Corrigan, Barry Bostwick, Karen Black, Ariel Gade, and a host of others. And the basic plot of the film is... Ken Boyd, a lonely man fresh out of the loony bin, who sets out to kill those he deems responsible for his miserable life. And this is basically listed as a comedy, crime, mystery, thriller. So, what did we think of the movie?
I've seen it before, but I totally forgot how it ended.
Oh, so really? You have?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it like years ago, and I remember liking it, but I couldn't remember anything really about it too much. But I have to say, coming back to it, I still rather enjoyed it.
I did as well. I really liked it. It was pretty good.
It's not really a horror movie, exactly.
No, no.
It's, I don't know, what's the best way to describe it? Because, I mean, it has some... funny shit in it, but it's not really a comedy either.
Yeah, it's a bit of a thriller mystery with some touches of comedy, some comedy moments.
Yeah, and it has like some like family drama shit.
Yes. Like,
yeah, it's kind of hard to like, say exactly
right.
What,
yeah,
what kind of a movie it is, but I don't know. I fuck like the cast is pretty fucking great.
Yeah, not only is the cast pretty great, but I have to say that fucking Barry Bostwick, fucking, he was definitely.
Barry Bostwick. He's so fucking.
He was killing it.
He's so fucking great in this movie.
Oh, he was so fucking good.
Yeah, he plays the sheriff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Every time he was on screen, I was loving it.
Yeah, everything he said was fucking great.
Oh.
So good. But what pisses me off that the fucking commercials seem to happen right when he was talking. And I was like, ooh!
Yeah, so I watched it on that free, what is it? Free TV or whatever it's called.
Freebie.
Yeah, Freebie.
Yeah, that's what I watched. I was like,
yeah, ooh. And the commercials were fucking annoying. They were badly placed.
Yeah, because he said some shit that was like, this happened at least twice that I remember. He was talking, and then right in the middle of a sentence, they cut the commercial for like 2 fucking minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes back, and there's like a moment where it takes a second to jump back in, so there's kind of just silence. So then it like ends, I don't hear what the last thing he said, and I'm like, fuck it.
I know.
And it's, I really hate fucking advertisements.
I know. And it seemed like they came quite often, the advertisements.
Yeah, there was quite a few on the freebie.
Mm.
I almost was going to switch to Tubi, but I was like... it's too far. I've done too far already.
So. Yeah, right, yeah.
But yeah. Barry Bostwick is the fucking MVP.
Yeah. He was so fucking good.
He was cracking me the fuck up.
Yeah. I've always loved Barry Boswick to begin with, but in this movie, he just, he shined.
And I love that he was like, have evidence, and he was like, it seemed like he was piecing it together, and the music got all dramatic. And he's like, nah, I got nothing.
That was fucking awesome. Oh, man.
And another thing is that they had fucking Ahmed Best was in the movie as mayor.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, huh? Fucking
Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, it was funny because he was talking to him and he's like, well, you know, two of the guys can barely read. And he's like, if you want to, you know, tie our legs, you know, tie our hands around our backs and don't want to hire more people to help us figure this out. He's like, you know, you're kind of stuck with what you got. Yeah. So he's like, either you can hire more people or shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he said, hire people, fire me, or shut the fuck up.
And he said it so fucking smooth. I was like, oh, shit, baby. That was good. Man.
He was so awesome. Oh, he was just, oh, I loved it. Anyway,
I want a movie of him, that character.
Just I know. I was just thinking that. And I'm like, oh, I would totally watch that.
It was also cool as Karen Black. I mean, she's been in, you know, she's a horror icon. She's been in so many fucking horror movies.
Mm.
And she's always good. She's fucking weird, always weird and good. Just, she was a sucky mother, though, but.
Yeah.
And Kevin Corrigan was good. Which, yeah. He's been in so many different things, but
oh, I know.
I kind of liked him.
Yeah, I like him, yeah. He's been all kinds of stuff.
And the person, the kid in the movie was really good, too.
Yeah. Named
Ariel Gad?
Gade.
But she was, like, really good. Like,
yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, she really was. I was very impressed.
She had a lot. She had a big piece. Like, if she didn't work, like, the movie would have... You know,
oh,
it just, I don't know.
Totally.
She was she was just fucking great. I was like, wow, she's really good for, mm-hmm. you know, she's 11 or something. But usually the kid, you know, that's like, that can go either way there with the kid actors. But,
right. Yeah.
And the main character, like, he would just, I just felt like I was just really rooting for him. You know?
Me too,
like,
yeah.
And like, his life was, he was like, got out of the hospital and, you know, he was working a shitty job, but like, things started falling in. A place in his life, and he reconnected with his daughter, mm-hmm. was played by the real girl there,
mm-hmm.
and like he met a woman, which that woman was in
Shaun of the Dead
there, and, mm-hmm. yeah,
which I just watched earlier today.
Oh really? Mm-hmm. I love that fucking
the best.
So like if things were just starting to come together for him, I was like, oh, I was really rooting for him.
I know. And then,
so what do you
when it looked like things were going bad between him and his daughter, I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Like I actually gave a shit. I was like, oh,
yeah. Me too.
So what do you think about the twist, man? I totally didn't see that coming, even though I've already seen it.
I didn't either. I gotta say, I didn't either, but it worked really well.
I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, at first I didn't think it did, but then when they kind of explained, I was like, oh, okay, right, that kind of works now.
Mm-hmm.
But at first I was like, what? You're just pulling out some left field bullshit? Like,
yeah, it seems that like feels that like at some first.
Bitch, but... bullshit.
Yeah. But yeah. Even that worked really well.
Yeah, because it didn't really set up like there was a twist. Like it wasn't even, the twist wasn't even in my mind.
No, right. Exactly. Yeah, and then when the
except twist for I was like, oh man, things are going good.
Because
and it's gonna go really bad.
I know, right? I think we're trying not to spoil too much, but really, you know, little spoiler warning here. So when they picked him up, when they arrested him for the murders and stuff, and he was like, Barry Boswick was trying to interview him and, you know, interrogate him, and he was like not really giving any answers or anything. I was sitting there going, oh man, where do we go from here? And I totally had no idea that there was going to be the twist.
Yeah, because I looked at the time left and I was like, wow, there's still, you know, a good chunk of time. I'm like,
Right, yeah.
Where the fuck we go?
I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's weird that I totally didn't remember the end of this movie at all. So it was like watching it for the first time again. I'm like, oh, there's one character we forgot to mention that I like too. Regan Burns. He played the boyfriend of the girl's mother. He was like the he was like the real Bible thumping guy there.
Mm-hmm.
I love that dude.
Oh yeah, yes.
I've seen it. Like there was a Comedy Central show that was called Halfway House, which I remember liking. Yeah, I think I looked it up. It only had like 10 episodes or something. I was like, oh, really? But it had like Oscar from The Office was on that.
Oh, wow. As
a gang member.
As a gang member. Some other people.
Yeah, like they all like move into this, you know, halfway house.
Right.
Get their shit together. But that was a pretty good show. Like, I mean, it didn't last long. So, but that he was in that and he was pretty good. And I've seen him in other things too. But
yeah, I've seen him in all kinds of stuff.
He didn't have much of a role in this movie. Yeah, but I like that dude.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
But yeah, it was kind of refreshing to watch a movie I enjoyed.
Yeah, it really was.
I was like, hey, we should do that more often, right? With the movie we like.
We should.
But it is not to be.
Yeah, sadly, no. But sometimes.
That is the price you pay to be a keeper.
Exactly.
Sometimes an enjoyable film slips through, but it's not as often as I'd like.
Yeah. It's a tough job, but, you know, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, right? I guess.
As they say. I guess. Well, that's what we do. We sort through the fucking fringes of crap to find the gems, and sometimes it takes a while.
That it does.
But I will say, on the plus side, when we actually do find a good movie like this, it feels even better because you're like, oh, finally, this was an actual good movie.
But then I have a hard time. I'm like, is it actually good or it's just way better than what I've been watching?
I went through that as well. I went through that thought process. I was like, am I enjoying this? Is it really good? Or is it just that it's not as bad as the crap we've been stuck with? But no, I think it really is a pretty good movie. I mean, it's not like, you know, Oscar quality or anything, but it's good.
Yeah. It was a pretty good time. Like, I do remember that. I remember walking away. Like I said, well, that was pretty good. I'd like to watch that again at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I felt that way, too. I was like, oh, I could see me watching that again.
Yeah, and for horror fans, I mean, there's definitely some, not a whole lot, but there are murders, and I think it's a little graphic there, nothing.
Yeah, and I have to say the murders were actually, I found them amusing. I think they did a pretty good job with that.
It's weird because it's like a whole different movie that just has random killings going on.
A guy gets his head cut off. Another one gets his throat slit. It like sounds like it would seem out of place, but it fit right in.
Yeah, but like if you took those elements out, I mean, other than the ending part, like it could just be a movie on its own. And it wouldn't really take away a hell of a lot from it.
Right.
I don't know, I just found it charming as fuck.
Yeah, me too.
Overall.
Me too. I think that's an excellent way to describe it. It is charming as fuck.
All the cast was good. Barry Boswick was fucking killing the man.
Loved him so much. So much.
Yeah, he was so good. I do remember that from when I first watched it. I was like, oh man, he was fucking great.
Good stuff. I don't know. Anything else we want to mention about the film before we get to the old keeper to sweep it?
No, I think that's it.
Excellent. All right.
I think we've said too much. I think people should just watch it.
Yeah.
Hopefully you enjoy it.
You've said too much. Yeah, I think you would definitely enjoy it. So, I mean, like I said, that brings us to our keep it or sweep it. And that is where we decide if a movie is a keeper, something worth keeping and putting in the keeper's vault to be preserved for all eternity, or if it's a sweeper and something that should just be swept back to the fringes, never to be heard from again. And I think I have a pretty good idea how we're going to vote on this one.
Yeah, man, kind of. I gave it away there, maybe.
It's a sweeper. I mean, no.
Oh!
Oh, just sucker.
The twist, I didn't see it.
Yeah. No, I think this movie's... I think this is definitely the definition of a keeper.
Yeah. It's like a little low-budget film that...
Right.
I tried to look at the director and see what else he's done, and I was like, oh.
Oh, no, really?
I didn't see anything that really sparked my interest. Like, oh, cool, I'm going to check out some other shit. But
I was going to do that, but I haven't yet. Now I'm worried.
I don't know. I think all the elements were working.
Yeah, yeah. Also, as we said, you know, the cast was amazing.
Yeah, they all perfect casting.
Yeah, I loved it. It's a fucking great, a great Fringe movie. All right.
Yeah. Maybe not the greatest Halloween ending movie there, you know.
Perhaps. But
it was still good.
Yeah.
It was good.
And it's definitely worth checking out. So, there you have it, folks. And that kind of brings us to the end of the episode. And the end of our Halloween celebrations. So of course we hope you all have a very happy and very safe Halloween. You know, watch out for each other out there and, you know, enjoy yourselves. Anything else you want to say before we sign off?
No, I think that's it.
Excellent. Then that'll do it for us. Thank you all for listening. We really do appreciate each and every one of you little goblins. And as always, he's Chris. I'm Derek. We are the Keepers of the Fringe. And in the immortal words of Eric Cartman,
great, you guys. I'm going home.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
But Carmen, I'm sorry. Screw you guys.
Bitches.
We like movies.
That's a good start.